It's Betty at Breakfast on Clyde One. The newest member of the Clyde One team is joining us on the show right now, Cassie. We've got Paddy McGuinness.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to Scotland.
All right.
Come on.
Hey, I were up there the other day. I were up at the Hydro watching Still Game.
And what did you think of it?
Oh, loved it. Absolutely loved it. Goes a bit mad at the end. If you've got tickets and you're in for a treat.
Absolutely. So, how do you feel about joining the Clyde One team? This is going to be good.
Madness. Because, you know, I mean, I've always loved radio since I was a kid. And I had a few different bits and bats happening in the past and it never quite, the timing worked right. And this show came along. It's Sunday, but what I like is it starts at 9 o'clock.
Now, I was going to ask you about this, right? It's called Paddy's Sunday Dinner. What time do you actually have your Sunday dinner?
Well, listen, as anyone knows who's listening who does a proper Sunday dinner, that's when it starts. You get your spuds ready at 9.
Oh, well, that's true.
You get them in the oven. You can't rush a Sunday dinner, George.
No.
So it's we start at 9 and we do till 12. And it's great because I get to have a bit of a lie in. It gives me time to sober up. And then over I come and we do the show.
So what's going to be on the show, Paddy? What are we going to have?
Lots of different things. On my first show, I've got Jessie J on with me.
Now, Jessie J was in here just last week. What was it that happened? Was there an incident?
Don't, this isn't Top Trumps, George.
No, but...
You don't have to go, hey, we had her in first.
Great. So on the show, you're going to have kids on as well, aren't you?
Well, not literally. I've got a new feature. It's called Aren't Kids a Hoot? It's not so much jokes, it could be stories, noises, impressions, anything like that. But I'm getting mums and dads to get in touch if they think the kids are funny.
So any of your celeb mates coming in?
Well, I don't know at the minute because it's kind of all new to me. And it's funny because some of the people who they've mentioned coming in, I kind of know and I've got the numbers. So, they're waving at me here, George. We're off, we're being moved on.
Move along. Quick tip for producer Dingo, who's just about to audition for Take Me Out. What advice would you give?
Firstly, you've said he's called Dingo.
Yeah.
Let's just stop there.
He's Australian, in fairness.
Oh, casual racism. That's nice. He's from Australia. We'll call him Dingo.
Like you do. It's a beautiful thing. Listen, I really look forward to the new show. Best of luck with it, Paddy.
So am I. Thanks, George. See you later, pal.